Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Don't be alarmed, but something's hiding in your food, from the cereal you had for breakfast to the dressing on your salad to the ketchup on your fries. An addictive substance is lurking in many foods that you'd never suspect. According to our guest today, holistic health expert Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., far more loaded than fat or cholesterol these days, sugar has become public enemy number one when it comes to the health of America. In fact, in our effort to listen to doctors' orders and government guidelines to consume less fat and cholesterol, Americans have turned to so-called healthy low-fat foods that were actually loaded with sugar. Susan will share her best tips on why we should eliminate sugar from our diets, how you do it, and surefire ways to eliminate sugar cravings. Susan, welcome back to the program. You've got my attention here with this sugar and low-fat foods. I'm really looking forward to this. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you. I think this is an issue for just about everyone. So often people say, oh, Susan, I've got these sugar cravings. How can I get rid of them? And is sugar really that bad for me? We'll have a great time today.
Well, this will be good. And let's start with something you touched on. Is sugar bad for me? Is it really bad for me? Why are sugary foods detrimental to our health?
All right, so let's get right to the point.
Yep.
Reactive hypoglycemia, that's the crash that rides tandem with sleepiness, hunger, anxiety, and other symptoms that some people experience 1 to 3 hours after eating a meal. And avoiding sugary foods, especially on an empty stomach, can help stave off these dips in the blood sugar, and so can eating smaller, more frequent meals and eating more protein and high fiber instead of simple sugars. But you also might want to do what I've chosen to do in my life, and that's this. I've cut out all refined sugars. Refined sugar can completely shut down the immune system, decrease your cognitive function, increase anxiety, and also contribute to weight gain, heart issues, acne, and more. Put simply, I'm going to just run through reasons you want to cut out refined sugar from your daily diet. It leads to obesity and metabolic syndrome, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure and cholesterol, chronic inflammation, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and of course, we all know, dental plaque and cavities. But since I like to be a positive person, on a positive note, reducing the amount of sugar in your diet can help reduce the risks associated with all these conditions I just mentioned. But you can choose to replace sugary foods with healthy ones or switch to more emphasis on plant-based foods. You know, the fruits, the vegetables,
yes.
The whole grains, legumes, a few nuts, seeds, which will give you all the essential vitamins and minerals that you need and even help you lose some weight.
With us on the program, Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., we're talking about why and how to avoid sugar and lose sweet cravings. You just went through a whole list of reasons why, wow, we really need to avoid refined sugar. How much sugar does the average American consume? I don't know if I should ask that. I'm going to limit ask and see how I chart on this. How much do we actually consume a day, the average?
Well, in a year, it's over 120 pounds.
Wow.
And I'll tell you in a day, in a moment, but just remember that consuming, as I just mentioned, consuming too much sugar has many adverse effects on your health, on your magnificent body. It's one of the worst things you can do for your body. The National Institute of Health, NIH, estimates that sugars alone make up 15% of the average adult's diet. That is about 22 teaspoons a day. And you might think, well, I don't eat that much because you see what you put in coffee or tea or wherever, but there's so much hidden sugar in what you eat, so you've got to read the labels. And this 22 teaspoons a day intake excludes the natural sugars found in products like fruit and milk. So on things that you have control over, like putting sugar into smoothies, into coffee, into baked goods. Don't do that. You know, even do an experiment for a month and cut out sugar and see how much better you'll feel.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned labels. When you start looking at labels, there's a lot there, a lot of words you can't pronounce, but many that you can and you can understand. When you look at some items and it's like, I would have guessed there's no sugar in this particular product, you look and you realize it's there more than you think, and you're so right about just reading the label so you have some idea what you're consuming. All of this information and so much more on Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com, following her Twitter at Susan Smith Jones, and click on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So what exactly is sugar?
That's a great question. Well, the term sugar usually refers to what we know of as table sugar, that the type of sugar that we use in baking or we add to tea or coffee.
Yes.
And sugar comes from sugar cane or beet cane. All sugars are a form of carbohydrates, and along with starch is really the body's main source of energy. We rely on sugar for energy, be it for our brains, our bodies, our nervous system. And in fact, it's been a part of our diet for thousands of years. But the best form of sugar for our bodies is the natural form, sugar in plant-based foods like fruits, and not the refined sugar that we find today in the baking aisle of our grocery store alongside of all the flours. And sugar is naturally found in most foods like fruits and vegetables, but you've got to know the difference. You know what, Rick? The only white sugar I've had in my kitchen for years is for my hummingbird feeder, because I make a sugary solution every week and refill my hummingbird feeder. I don't consume any white sugar at all, except on a rare splurge, a rare splurge. But keep in mind that white sugar and products made with white sugar are very addicting. And the more you eat, the more you lose power to choose what to eat. You want to strive to re-educate your taste buds by eliminating sugar, and then you won't continue to crave it.
So much to talk about on the program today. Very important topic for all of us. Is it difficult to cut out sugar from our diet? And then I know that you put some tips together so we can actually work on this. So as you're listening to Susan's message, you might want to grab a pencil, piece of paper, and jot these down, or go to a website to get this full list of tips on how we can cut it out from the diet. But is it difficult to cut out sugar from the diet? I think most people would say, yes, it is.
Well, yes and no, and mostly yes. Okay, so let's say you're going to make a serious effort to cut out added sugar, the added sugar, or at least dramatically reduce the amount you consume. You know, you might also strive to become more conscious of products with artificially added sugars, which are very detrimental to health and can be found almost anywhere. So let me go through a few quick tips. I've got 78. No. Just kidding. We'll start with one. Exchange your soda pops, sweet juices, energy drinks, and sweetened teas for water and unsweetened seltzer. And remember, put a cinnamon stick in your water. It helps balance out your blood sugar level. Next, drink your coffee black or use a zero-calorie natural sweetener. The next one you're going to love, because I know you do this. Use fresh or frozen berries to sweeten plain yogurt instead of buying flavored, sugar-laden yogurt. You think you're eating a healthy meal or snack with yogurt that has fruit already in it, and most people don't know there could be 10 to 14 teaspoons of sugar in that yogurt. So it's hidden, it's there. Soda pops, you know, sweetened ones often have 12 teaspoons of sugar in a can. Consume your fruit, whole fruits, instead of sweetened fruit juices, or like sometimes you make fruit smoothies and you add sugar to it. Don't do that. Instead of candy, substitute maybe a homemade trail mix of fruit, nuts, and dark chocolate chips. In salad dressings, there's so much sugar. And remember, when you read a label, it's in descending order of the most of the product in that jar or bottle. Often sugar's right there at the beginning. So you could substitute extra virgin olive oil and vinegar and or lemon in place of sweet salad dressings like honey mustard. You can choose sugar-free marinades, nut butters, ketchup, marinara sauce. Like you mentioned at the beginning, if you have cereal in the morning, so much sugar in those. But read labels, find cereals, granolas, granola bars, under 4 grams of sugar per serving, which is about 1 teaspoon. In the morning, I love to do this, enjoy a bowl of rolled oats, oatmeal. In England, they call it porridge, topped with nut butter and fresh berries, or maybe an omelet, a white egg omelet made with greens, spinach and kale and green onions. Instead of jelly and sugary preserves, I like to slice bananas into my almond or peanut butter in a sandwich using whole grain bread or toast. And use natural nut butters instead of sweet spreads like Nutella. Everyone loves that. Avoid alcohol beverages that are sweetened with soda and sweet juice and honey, sugar, and agave. And then, of course, shop the perimeter of your grocery store, you know, seeking out whole, fresh ingredients rather than always running up and down the aisles.
With us on the program, Susan Smith Jones, PhD. Her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Follow her on Twitter at Susan Smith Jones. Her books, and we'll touch on those before the program is over, available wherever books are sold, all of her books, 30 books that are available. And we'll let you know how you can get an autographed copy of her 2 newest books. Our topic on the program today is why and how to avoid sugar and lose your sweet cravings. Our guest is Susan Smith Jones, PhD. And we're back with Dr. Susan right after these messages. Welcome back. You're listening to This Week in America. Topic today, why and how to avoid sugar and lose your sweet cravings. Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, our guest on the program, going through some excellent information, all of this on our website, SusanSmithJones.com. I know that teaching culinary classes, you show your clients how to upgrade their diets. What other tips do you have for those who might want to cut out sugar, both white sugar and artificial sweeteners? Sort of your tips for success that you share with your clients.
Yes. So first I say take it slowly. Make it a slow process by eliminating the most obvious sources of sugar while you retrain your palate. Next, we talked about this, you've got to read labels. Turn your attention to other products that contain sugar by reading labels to help identify types of sugars to avoid. And these all end in OSE. These include sucrose, glucose, dextrose, fructose, and lactose. Those are fun to bring up at a boring party,
yes,
right?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, so but you look on the label, and they'll disguise sugar in many different forms. So try to avoid those. But try not to get too many products that require packages. You know, go for the produce. Avoid simple carbs like white flour, white pasta, white rice. Avoid artificial sugars. They're much sweeter than sugar, and these can trick your body into thinking it's actually eating sugar and can exacerbate your sugar cravings. Before we finish today, I'm going to talk a little bit about the deleterious effects of aspartame. I always say, don't drink sugar that's hidden in sugar-sweetened beverages, soda, specialty coffee, sweetened teas, and fruit juices are examples of these. These are good to avoid, and drink more water. Focus on whole foods, lots of plant-based foods. Plan your meals. When you have a meal plan, you're less likely to reach for that unhealthy snack when hungry. It's good to plan. I was a Girl Scout. I like to do that. And I say spice it up. There's sweet-tasting herbs and spices that can easily be added to food and drink to replace sugar. Some of these might be cinnamon, nutmeg, cardamom, and vanilla.
Interesting. So much information, and Susan has all of this and so much more on her website, SusanSmithJones.com. If someone is interested in giving up sugary foods, do you go through an uncomfortable period, physical, mental detox symptoms? Are the symptoms the same for everyone? And give us some tips to get through, maybe supplements that can get us through this detox process.
Yes, and actually it's different for everyone, and it can be uncomfortable at the beginning. A sugar detox, and I describe this very well in my book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, and I tell you exactly how to detox. It can cause some unpleasant physical and mental symptoms. And I'm going to go through a list of symptoms, but keep in mind that these could be associated with other illnesses. But when you say, I'm going to cut out sugar, and you do that, you can get fatigue, weakness, extreme cravings, confusion, headaches, like when you quit coffee and caffeine, you get a headache, behavioral changes, muscle and ache pains, poor sleep quality, depression. When you give up sugar, one of the first things is it just suppresses your mood. It can even cause weight gain, flu-like symptoms, and lightheadedness. So don't be surprised if you start to give up sugar and you feel these things. But here's what's important. The way our bodies react to quitting sugar will differ from person to person, like you mentioned, and the symptoms you experience and their severity will depend on how much sugar you were consuming in the beginning. And the good news is that the longer your body goes without sugar, the less intense your symptoms and cravings will be. You have some great options when dealing with sugar cravings that I've described in my book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. And there's also, there's an excellent detox program. It's a little kit you buy with powders and a couple supplements that I, once a year I go on this. I recommend it to all my clients. I have nothing to do with this company. It's called Hallelujah Diet. You can go to myhdiet.com, and this is where I purchase it. It's called the Super Deluxe Detox Kit, and it gives you three or four jars of everything you need, and it's good to go on that at least once a year, maybe with every change of season, and it will help you detox from sugar cravings. I also highly recommend drinking a lot of alkaline water because that helps to get rid of that metabolic acidosis that results from too much sugar in your body. I also recommend infrared saunas. So check out my website, and in the search bar, put alkaline water and put in infrared saunas. You'll find lots of great articles I've written with scientific studies. There's one company that I've always gone to. It's where I got my sauna and my Ionizer Plus alkaline device I've had for 25 years in my kitchen. And they give you $500 off on a sauna and $300 off on the alkaline device, easy to use in the kitchen. If you use my name, yours truly, SSJ, for Susan Smith Jones, and their toll-free number in Boulder, Colorado, Mountain Time, is 800-794-5355. So there are things that you can do and take to help you get through the negative effects of going on a sugar detox, but then you will not be craving sugar after that.
That is the good news. You go through this, and over time, suddenly your body responds in a positive way, and you're over this, and this this bad supplement, this bad food, and I don't know what to call sugar that's in our diet, it is suddenly eliminated. All of this, by the way, Dr. Susan's website, a lot of information, SusanSmithJones.com. In your book, Uplifted, you talk about teaming with friends and family to cut out sugary foods. Talk about that and how it helps with success when you when you're sharing this with others, doing it on a team basis.
Yes, and I like that, the buddy system.
Yes.
And I write about
yes.
this in detail in my latest book, Uplifted. It's when you're surrounded by others who eat refined sugars on a daily basis, you're going to be more inclined to cave in at the thought of a sugar craving. So here's what I say. Talk to your family about your new healthier eating habits. Encourage them to eat more plant-based foods. And encourage them to consider following the same regimen as you have. I would explain to them, how harmful sugars can be for the body, and that eliminating the sweet stuff altogether can enhance their overall health substantially. And I would also say to you, don't expect them to drop the habit like it's a piece of cake, no pun intended here, of course. But it's going to take time for your family members to get adjusted just like you. Start by encouraging them to to eat limited sugar when you're not around. And from there, maybe they can make better decisions once they notice how well this new healthy eating lifestyle is going for you. And in a moment, I'll talk about how important this is if you want to look younger.
Now, that is interesting, and that's one of the side effects of following Dr. Susan's advice. And I love the team concept that you're talking about there, where you team up with others, the buddy system, as you mentioned, and that is in Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. And you'll find that at Dr. Susan's website. So what if you've given up sugary foods, but you still want sweets from time to time? What are your options for getting natural sweets?
Yes, and you will from time to time, like I do. So the next time you have a sugar craving, reach for something naturally sweet, a sweet and natural food, not a processed product. I like fruit veggie smoothies. I add in a handful of kale and spinach. I like fresh fruit, like grapes, bananas, apples, oranges, or other favorite fruit. And I love medjool dates, those big, meaty dates. And I use them as sweeteners sometimes in smoothies, or I cut them on top of and put them on top of oatmeal. But if you need additional help beating those sugar cravings for good, definitely check out my books, Wired for High Level Wellness and Uplifted.
And both of those books, they're available, first of all, wherever books are sold, but you can find the information and all of Susan's books at our website, SusanSmithJones.com. So final thoughts about giving up sugar, how cutting out sugar in your diet will help us. I'm going back to this because I wrote this down when you were talking about it. Help us look younger. And you mentioned that in your book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. Some final thoughts on giving up sugar, and it really pays dividends for us, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And then I'll briefly mention about aspartame, too. Sugar, ladies and men are going to want to know this. We all want to look youthful and vital as we get older. And sugar contributes to the breakdown of two skin proteins. All women know about these, elastin and collagen. And that simply cutting out the sweets can make you look younger. That is scientifically proven. That's one reason I don't want any white sugar in my diet. I recommend cutting out all kinds of sugar, and even for a month, just do it and see how you feel, as well as wheat and other grains with gluten and yeast, and cut out all dried fruit, because that's higher on the glycemic index I write about in my book. And the glycemic index is a scale that measures how quickly a food raises your blood sugar. So that's one reason for sure you want to cut out white sugar, because if the elastin and collagen in your skin breaks down, then you're going to get saggy skin and wrinkles and look older very quickly. Now, let me just mention artificial sweeteners, because I'm always asked, well, okay, if I'm not going to eat white sugar, can I have the artificial stuff? If you use artificial sweeteners, maybe you've probably done it with the intention of making a smarter choice, but they are dangerous for your body, and they can lead to weight gain, liver damage, metabolic dysfunction. And most of the artificial sweeteners are very harmful for you. And so-called health experts and manufacturers of these have convinced you for years that artificial sweeteners are a healthful replacement for refined sugars, but that is not the case. And a case in point here is aspartame. That's a chemical used as a sugar substitute for many popular artificial sweeteners. And it's composed of phenylalanine and aspartic acids. And these two amino acids, they're proteins, are harmless when they come to you unprocessed. But when they go through a chemical reaction, they can confuse the body and wreak havoc on your system. And some of the immediate side effects of consuming anything with aspartame, which I never would, include headaches, mental confusion, dizziness, seizures, and consuming aspartame or other artificial sweeteners, as studies show, can lead to excessive headaches and dizziness for sure. And a high concentration of aspartame in the body can flood your central nervous system and break down vital brain neurons. And there are hundreds and hundreds of studies about the negative short and long-term effects caused by a bad aspartame reaction. These include, and not limited to, because I know we have a time limit here, a change in vision, insomnia, hallucination, nausea, vomiting, hives, change in mood, convulsion, heart rate change, abdominal cramps, rashes, diarrhea, joint pain. And unfortunately, one may even gain weight. Isn't this interesting, Rick?
Wow.
While
yes.
using artificial sweeteners, because as much as they claim to be a low-calorie, sugar-free, or diet option, the phenylalanine and the aspartic acid in aspartame stimulate the release of insulin and leptin. And these are two hormones that direct your body to store fat. And the phenylalanine can manipulate your leptin levels, a hormone that lets you know when you're full. This ultimately leads to heightened sweet cravings and also to a weight gain. And I think that after all is said and done, it's always in your best interest to avoid any type of artificial additive. And they're often hidden. You've got to read labels.
Yes.
Labels.
It's so much information.
So what would you use? That maybe, you know, I'm, from time to time, I like to use date powder. I use mm-hmm. organic maple syrup. On occasion, I'll use stevia, although I know with some people it can cause headaches. Unsulfured molasses I might use. But you just want to stay away from artificial. And, you know, in conclusion, nutrition, Rick, and medical experts agree that we in America and the UK eat too much sugar. And the dietary guidelines for all of us recommends cutting back on that sweet stuff. And if you reduce the amount of sugar you eat, I promise you, you will have more energy. Cut it out, reduce it drastically, or cut it out. You'll have more energy. You'll lose weight. And or else you'll stay at a healthy weight more easily. You'll see your triglycerides drop. You'll have fewer dental cavities. And you'll even look younger. So if you have this sugar reduction plan in place, maybe you agree to do a 21-day agreement and don't have sugar, you can quit sugar much more easily than you think if you've got a plan. And again, as we said, the first few days will be the hardest. But by having a plan and being committed to it, because your body is given to you by God, and one of your gifts back to God is to get your body as healthy as it can be. So by having a plan and sticking with it, you'll experience the positive effects in no time.
And all of this, once again, so much information we squeezed into this program, and there's more on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Follow her Twitter at SusanSmithJones. Also, I want to talk about specifically the books. We've mentioned those, Uplifted 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality, and Wired for High-Level Wellness. Talk about those, where the books are available, what they'll get with those books, and how they can get a personalized autographed copy.
Yeah, so if you go to my website and go to books, and then you can click on Uplifted or Wired for High-Level Wellness. If you scroll down on those pages, well, of course you can get them at Amazon, but if you scroll down, it will show you how to order the book directly from me. I get the orders, I autograph each book, I put in a bookmark, and I write a personal note to you, and I send them all around America and all over the world. I go to the post office, and I love to do this, and I consider everyone that gets one of my books personally from me as part of my extended family. These two books, all my health program that I've taught worldwide to everywhere, and also locally here in Santa Monica, Brentwood, where I live, with lots of celebrity clients, has the complete program with all the Gold Star secrets. Wired for High-Level Wellness is all about the physical health and the brain, and it's got the recipes, the rejuvenation and detox programs. And Uplifted is more for mental health and affirmations and all about the healing benefits of kindness and gratitude and being positive and why positivity is so powerful. I didn't want to give you a 600-page book, so they're in two books. You get each one, and they're perfect to use for bicep curls or tricep extensions, or hold both in your hand when you do a little squat. You can, besides reading them and implementing the health programs, you can use them for your workouts.
I love that, a multi-purpose purchase. I like that. We're all trying to save money, so I could have weights, or I could buy Dr. Susan's book, or I could buy Dr.
That's
Susan's
right.
books, and I could have weights. So there, we just solved another problem. We've got you off sugar, talked you down from your sugar high, and now we can get you physically fit with some exercise, some aerobic activity as well. And while you're there, sign up for the free Healthy Living Newsletter. That's monthly. Talk about that, because that's so important.
Yeah.
That's a wealth of information that's free. All you have to do is sign up. It takes 5 seconds.
Yeah. Well, maybe 10 seconds,
10
Rick.
Seconds. Okay.
You know? Yeah, 10 seconds. And so you go to my homepage on my website, SusanSmithJones.com, and the first slider photo that comes in is of a field of sun, a beautiful field of sunflowers. And it says on the top, free Healthy Living Monthly Newsletter. So you click there, and a page comes up. You get lots of gifts from me when you sign up, and only once a month, I don't inundate you with emails, once a month you get a beautiful newsletter. It will take you much of the month to read it, because they're not one page. A lot of recipes in them,
yes.
Jokes. Cutting-edge health info, great photos. My personality, I'm told, comes out in these newsletters. I try to make it riveting and engaging and cutting-edge health info. And the general public never sees these. They're only for people who sign up.
And you can do that. Very simple. Go to the website, SusanSmithJones.com. A wealth of information there. And they're great to say, build up a library of these. And 3-4 months from now, a topic may come up and you remembered reading about it. Go back to the newsletter, get some information there as well. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Today, really an important topic. I think we've helped a lot of people. You've got them started, and the information they can follow up at your website. Thank you for being with us on the program.
And you're welcome. And I would say, definitely get white sugar in your house if you get a beautiful hummingbird feeder, because then you mix that, you heat up some water and sugar, and then you've put that solution in the hummingbird feeder, And boy, oh boy, will you attract the hummingbirds.
They like that. So there's another, you talk about enjoying nature and enjoying these things in life that sometimes we don't pay enough attention to. So here's a way that you can do that and help out the hummingbirds as well. They'll appreciate it.
And Rick, you know what? In a world where you can really be anything, choose to be kind. And it starts with being kind to yourself. Don't say, I'm going to wait till January 1st or next month or after my birthday, after my anniversary. Don't let your excuses get in the way. Your body is so important, and what a gift you've been given of this miraculous body you have. And one of the best ways to take care of it is to cut out processed white sugar. After the first few days, I promise you, it gets better. But once you give it up, the benefits you receive physically, mentally, emotionally are so worth it. And you can do it. I believe in you. You can do it.
Once you see the results, it's like Dr. Susan was right. I feel much better. It's going to work. And other people are going to say, you look younger. You look like you feel better. You've lost some weight. They'll be asking what happened. You tell them that you just avoided refined sugar. The topic, why and how to avoid sugar and lose your sweet cravings. This information, so much more, on Dr. Susan Smith Jones' website, SusanSmithJones.com. Also Twitter, @ Susan Smith Jones. Doctor, a pleasure having you on the program. Let's do it again next month. And thank you so much for sharing some really important information with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I look forward to next month, and have a great month.
You as well, and all the information on today's program on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.